the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Purple Haze, with stores in Williamson and Clemson, is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze, see us in Clemson or Williamson.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Engels, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. Come hang out in person with the Roar team, play the par 3 course, or take on the 18-hole putting course. And here's the best part. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the Canine Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
Where can you get good neighbor service and surprisingly great insurance rates? At State Farm. Because State Farm agents are the one-stop shop for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop looking around. Call State Farm agent Gene Dukes in Oconee County at 638-1052. Philip Price in Pickens and Greenville counties at 859-5741. And Parker Smith in Anderson County, 224-3789. For surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, couldn't be better. Lots to get to. Clemson baseball with a tough loss last night. Played pretty well. Had opportunities. Kept coming back, and but unfortunately lost it on a walk off and another one run loss. But I think playing a little better. We'll see how it goes moving forward. Also, Clemson softball in action against the Gamecocks in Columbia tonight. So that's as soon as we go off the air today. So some local things happening. Lots to get to, as I said. Let me start here. All right. As far as the draft is concerned, we are in liar's season. All right. That's the season we are in. We are in the disinformation portion of the campaign. All right. From this point on, it's hard to believe anything you hear. There may be some things that have some truth in them. Most will be false. Not everybody, here's a newsflash. Not everybody can trade up 15 spots in the draft. It's not easy to trade up 15 spots in the draft, especially if everybody's looking to do it. One of the things that happens now is we have media people allegedly unveil information that we act as if is virgin news. For example, nationally. I heard a guy today say, well, this is unbelievable. Devontae Smith is 166 pounds. How is he ever going to play? How is he ever going to get off press coverage? How is he ever going to do this? You know, we didn't have any information on him. Look. Let me help. You didn't have any information on him. Okay? You didn't. You didn't know Devontae Smith was 166 pounds. You should have. I mean, honestly, you should have. You should have because he didn't want to be weighed. So that's your first clue. You knew he was below 170. I mean, everyone said he was 170. You knew he was below 170. You knew that. All right. So it really shouldn't come as a surprise to you, but let's allow for that initially. All right. It came as a surprise to you. Do you know who it didn't come as a surprise to? The NFL teams. And that's where we need to draw a clear line of demarcation, right? Because we aren't made privy to things does not mean the NFL teams aren't aware of them. Trust me, for as long as Justin Fields has had an epileptic condition, the NFL has known about it. This is news to us today, but it is not news to the National Football League. It is not news to the National Football League that Devontae Smith weighs 166 pounds or Tutu Atwell is thinner and weighs 145 or 48 pounds or whatever he weighs. The National Football League knows all of that information. Now, it's been an unusual year. It wasn't a conventional combine. You know, sometimes people are going to understand that the main reasons for the combine are the athletic testing, are the medical testing and the interview processes. That's it. Those are the main reasons for the combine. Medical testing, interview process. All in one place. But the National Football League invests a gazillion dollars in this information. You think when some reporter breaks a story that the NFL wasn't privy to it? The NFL's known this all along. This is not news. It's not news. Now, when the public's not aware of something, that can impact where they put draft prospects. And without the medical information, it becomes a guessing game as to where a player will land without clear medical information. And for honestly, that's the part that even some of the NFL teams can't guess at. Once the draft starts to unfold, if a player starts to slip, there's always this thought process of maybe somebody knows something else that we don't. And sometimes they slip considerably further than they might under normal circumstances. If there was a tell for the public regarding Justin Fields' situation, the tell is that, is guess what? The tell is that, I don't know the exact time frame, but 10 days ago, 7 days ago, whenever, Charlie Casserly, who does have a lot of National Football League connections, put up a mock draft that seemingly, inexplicably, had Justin Fields going 24th. Had Justin Fields going 24th. And, you know, no one really questioned it. People just sort of said, well, he's crazy Charlie Casserly. That was probably Charlie Casserly just guessing based on the information that he already had. But trust me, when the National Football League, when these various teams send all these coaches through Justin Fields' second workout into Trey Lance's workout. They know everything about those guys already. They know every element of who and what they are. They know everything about their medical conditions. The National Football League is fully cognizant before that little report came out that Devontae Smith weighs 166 pounds. It's not a mystery to them. It's not like, oh, no, we thought Devontae Smith weighed 170, and now, oh, no, he weighs 166. What are we going to do? I don't believe anybody is that stupid. All right, so on this whole front of there's a complete distinction between what we're told on the outside and what the National Football League is privy to, what they know. Trust me, this news about Fields is not news to the NFL. They've known this for a long time. A long time. Not a week, not a year. They've known this for several years. It's not news to them. And nor is Devontae Smith's weight, nor is Tutu Atwell's weight, nor are any of these other things that we learn about. When we learn about a Caleb Farley's injury or the like. Now, the real question is, in terms of draft impact, what does that mean? What does that mean? In other words, the NFL has already factored all that stuff in. They factored it in. But have outside people factored it in? And what is the factor? You know, again, just using Caleb Farley as an example. If he did not have a back issue, there was a good chance he was the top cornerback off the board. He would certainly have gone in the top 12 picks. Any way you shuffle it, he was going to go in the top 12 picks, and I think there was a really good chance that he would have been the first cornerback taken. But again, you know, the NFL was privy to all this information. But what does that mean for his draft stock? Well, I don't know. See, because I hear people say this, well, his agent and he say he's going to be fine. Oh, of course they do. What else would they say? Of course they say that. They're trying to protect an investment. They're trying to protect his status. That's not the National Football League saying they think he'll be fine. No one from the NFL has said that. Nobody from the NFL has come out and said, well, you know, we're not concerned in the slightest about Caleb Farley's injury. And there may be teams that aren't. I don't know. I'm not a medical doctor. I don't, you know, I've read the specific accounts of his injury. I don't know how threatening that is. He's had two back issues. Jackson Carmen had a back issue. The question is, how much does this affect their stock? Traditionally, players with injuries who were regarded as first-round players generally fall to the top of the second round. Generally. Not all the time. Not all the time. But we act like we've just received some special insider info that the league isn't privy to when we hear these things. Again, this guy going on and on about his 166 pounds. The NFL is fully cognizant of what he weighed. You know, I heard Brady Quinn say, well, Tutu Atwell was listed at 155. Now he's like 148. He said, I think he'll drop to like the sixth round. Okay. I got it. I got it, genius. So in other words, at 155, he was a top 100 pick. And at 148, he's the sixth round. Based on what exactly? You know who he is, all right? If you liked him at 155, you should like him at 148. So, in other words, 155, that's 7 extra pounds of thin man fat, oxymoron alert, protects him from an embattled NFL career, but at 148, he's a dead man walking? What is the cutoff point? Kyler Murray is the size of a leprechaun, but he was drafted number one overall, and he's looked pretty good so far, right? How did that barrier, how did that short man glass ceiling break? Glass floor break? How did that break? It broke because there were trailblazers like Baker Mayfield the year before, who was drafted number one at 6 foot. We weren't supposed to have any 6 foot, 5'10", 5'8 quarterbacks anymore. I mean, Kyler Murray was one spin on the roulette wheel away from being a little person. But he was drafted number one overall, and he's playing pretty well, right? But now that we've learned Devontae Smith is 4 pounds lighter than he was being listed at, let's not draft him. Let's make Tutu Atwell into a leper because, well, he's not 155, he's 148. I'm sorry, again, so at 155 he's good and at 148 he's out? What was the magic number, Brady? Just out of curiosity, what was it? It was 150? Was that the magic number? I mean, there's film on these guys, right? What league did Devontae Smith play in? The Ivy League? Oh, no, that's right. He played in the SEC where they always want to tell me that that's the same as the NFL, right? The SEC is the same as the NFL. But even though he killed all those SEC teams, even though he had, you know, 250 yards in the first half in the national championship against Ohio State, which, by the way, was all accomplished at 166 pounds because that's what he was then. Might have even been lighter. But that was all done it that way. But now he can't play because, you know, somebody in the media learned that he weighs 4 pounds less than he was listed at. Okay, gotcha. Quick break.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval, equal housing lender.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Mail today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom. Our plans are $200 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. LowCountryMail.com. Offices in Greenville, Charlotte, Mount Pleasant, and North Charleston. 850-801-MAIL.
Gear up for spring with a brand new set of Yokohama tires from the Pendleton Tire Company. Now through May 2nd, when you buy four select Yokohama tires like the High Performance Advent Apex or the all-new Geolander CV Go 58, you'll get a Visa prepaid card by mail for up to $80. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 and check them out at PendletonTire.com. Yokohama Visa prepaid card and Visa virtual account issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. No cash excess for reoccurring payments. Terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
It's time to get your patio, pool, or porch ready for the new season with new outdoor furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. The Craft Stove Store and Patio is fully stocked with new furniture arrivals coming in daily. Outdoor cookers by Weber, Broilmaster, and the Big Green Egg finish off your perfect outdoor space. Shop and save today at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts. Or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Show in Anderson at the Anderson Civic Center. Buy, sell, and trade guns and ammo, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns and tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $8. Don't miss the gun show at the Anderson Civic Center. 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Tell your friends. Be there.
It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, where you can save up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy and Sleepy's. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or buy Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Shop Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more with our sleep experts today to find your best sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
The greatest interviews, the most sought-after guests. It's all on The Roar.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. A couple things. Before I get back to this, let me answer this question for Lucas. Lucas writes, hey, well, I love the show. Before you get into all the content for the day, can you answer a quick question for me? Why has the Clemson women's softball team not been given much respect in the national polls? They seem to be legit. Valerie Cagle's a monster. Is it because they are only 1.5 years old, or is it because their schedule so far? Thank you in advance, Lucas and Valhalla. You know, Lucas, I can't claim to know everything about that. I can just give you my best guess, and I think my best guess is that it's the things that you just suggested. It's that Clemson is a new program. I think it's hard to have instantaneous respect when you are a new program until you accomplish something even at a higher level. You know, I think Valerie Cagle has certainly garnered a lot of national attention, and rightfully so. I think that's helped the program. I think you just continue to win, and it will come, and respect will come, or you just take it for yourself, which is the other possibility. But, you know, I mean, I asked the question a few weeks back whether Valerie Cagle should be in consideration for the National Player of the Year. And I think given everything she's done, I would think she has to be. Now, again, I don't know exactly where she would fall in that pecking order, but I would think she has to be. But I think respect will come. I think part of it is the infancy of the program. And part of it might be scheduled, but I think the infancy of the program does have something to do with that. Texas said the NFL knows so much, and yet the Bears drafted Trubisky. And I responded with, I didn't say they were smart. He says, good point. Great show today. Thank you. You know, again, understand this too. Every single team has their own doctors, their own medical team, and they view injuries in a different manner. So in other words, you might have five teams look at the same situation with a particular player. Two of the five might just take that player completely off their board. In other words, they make a decision. He's too risky for us. We're not drafting him. So they take him off of their boards. Another may demote him. And two others might not care at all. Two others may be secure in their medical findings. But so much of this has to do with the nature of the injury. And we, on the outside, are often left to guess about that. There are a lot of players that, you know, I would love to know exactly what every NFL team is thinking. For example, one of the ultimate wild cards in this whole draft is Jalen Phillips, the defensive end at Miami. He's one of the ultimate wild cards because he's a top 10 talent as an edge rusher. Top 10. He ran sub 4.6. He's athletic. He could bend. Good ankle flexion. Uses his hands pretty well. There's a lot to like about Jalen Phillips as a pass rusher. Converts speed to power. He does a lot of good things. But he comes with a laundry list of an injury history, including the fact that doctors at UCLA suggested that he should not play football again. He had three concussions, and doctors at UCLA told him, we don't think you should play football anymore. Well, obviously, there must have been doctors in Miami who thought otherwise. And that's the thing. I've already actually heard it suggested somewhere inside circle that that perhaps the doctors at UCLA are too dedicated in their approach, meaning that they overstated the severity of those head injuries. Okay, here's the thing. If he gets a subsequent head injury, what happens? What happens to the next one or the time after that? Do other physicians say you need to shut it down? Does he make that personal choice? So what do you do with him? And see, this is where it gets cloudy even from an NFL standpoint, because the NFL doesn't have they have much more precise information. They know exactly what his situation is, but not every team is going to read it the same way. And then you get into the point of risk reward, which I always think is sort of funny. But it's the way it works. It's the way it works. In other words, almost every team in the NFL, almost every team, it won't be uniform. There'll be some who think Quiddy Pay is, and maybe a few others. But for the most part, most of the National Football League teams and scouts are going to enter this draft process thinking that Jalen Phillips is the number one edge rusher in this draft. Because, well, on paper, he is. Now, Quiddy Pay is the number two edge rusher. And Quiddy Pay has no injury history. He doesn't come with the baggage that Phillips comes with. All right, so here's how it works. Let's say if Phillips had a clear medical history, he could be considered as early as, you know, pick 8, 9 10, certainly right in that range. But NFL teams across the board view him too risky to be taken at that point. And so he starts to slide. And now he's at 15 or 16 or 17, and he's still sliding. Where does it stop? Where does it become an acceptable point at which to take the risk? And that's generally an issue that's the prerogative of the individual teams. However, historically speaking, as I already said, it generally stops at the start of the second round. So what I'm telling you is, as we head into this draft a week from now, Jalen Phillips is an ultimate wild card. He could go anywhere from, say, pick 10 or 11 right out of the first round into the top of the second round. He'd go anywhere in that range. Anywhere in that range. And that's an issue of, again, the NFL has all the information on him. They know fully what his medical situation is. He has medical red flags. So at what point is somebody willing to do the risk-reward thing? At what point is somebody going to say, okay, you know what? We think he's the best rusher in the draft, the best edge rusher in the draft. We'll take a shot at that. And I can't give you a good answer. You know what? I don't think the NFL teams can right now either on a guy like Phillips. I think that's going to be a see-as-you-go thing in round one. And if teams start to pass on him, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy and more teams will start to pass on him. You know, and Quiddy Pay will replace him in the pecking order as the number one edge rusher in the draft. They're different body types, and they might even be different scheme fits. But just looking at edge rush guys, that's what happens. So it's difficult. It's difficult. Same thing is true with the Caleb Farley. Again, Farley, under normal circumstances, would have been a top 10 defensive player in this draft. Could have come off as early as, say, a 7. And that wouldn't have surprised me. If Farley was completely healthy, he's a top 10 guy. But where is he in this draft? Where is a guy who has a 2-time back issue in this draft? I don't know. I don't know. Again, the NFL teams have all of the information on Farley's situation, and I'm sure some consider it more serious than others. Some, I can tell you with almost 100% certainty, there are some NFL teams that have taken Farley off their board. There are some NFL teams that have taken Phillips off their board. By the way, if you put one of those players with a team that has taken him off their board, you're not going to be right. that's the dilemma I face, Ramona, in trying to win this huddle report contest.
Yeah.
The dilemma that I face is, what happens if I put a guy with a team that has taken him off the board? Well, what happens is I'm automatically disqualified. That one's wrong, and so those players. There's a risk element to them. There's a risk element to them. Let me tell you something. On the Jackson Carbon front, if he didn't have the back issue, and again, allegedly that back issue has been resolved, but from an NFL team perspective, has it been resolved? Back issues are of concern, period. Doesn't matter what they are. They're of concern. From a Jackson Carbon standpoint, if that wasn't a concern, I think he'd be going at the back half of round one. And again, teams are going to have to decide how big a deal these injuries are. I was asked about Justin Fields. Somebody who joined the program late. It was a report that he has epilepsy and is subject to seizures, although he hasn't had one in a long time because it's under control via medicine. But again, as I said, this is not information that is new to the NFL. It's just new to us. And that's a clear distinction. The National Football League has absorbed all that. The National Football League has absorbed all that into their considerations. It's not new to them. Not new to them. All right, take a quick break. You want to get into the conversation. 654-7.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor projects. They have the right products to protect your plants and landscaping during the winter months while retaining moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the ribeye sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
Repower with a new Tohatsu and feel the wind. Tohatsu Upward offers four-stroke motors from 2.5 to 250 horsepower, and they've been building motors since 1956. They offer a 5-year warranty, Simplex technology, and reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Now is the time to get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available, and we accept all major credit and debit cards. Call Oscar at McCurry's Outboard in Anderson. Call 864-225-8704 and let's deal.
Purple Haze with stores in Williamson and Clemson is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze, see us in Clemson or Williamson.
The Clemson Fan Shop at ACB Sports in Easley is all about supporting the local community. We carry fan wear for Clemson, plus Easley, Pickens, Rent, Liberty Daniel, and Powdersville High Schools. We do team uniforms, workwear, embroidery, and screen printing. Now ACB Sports is highlighting local craftsmen and crafters and offering their unique products in our stores in our new Buy Local program. Come see us on 123 in Easley across from Chick-fil-A and buy local at ACB Sports.
Everlawn Clemson offers independent living options like you've never seen before for adults 55 and older. Alleviate the burden of living at home with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, walking proximity to Patrick Square, and much more. No more cooking, cleaning, or upkeep of a traditional home. Luxury independent living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Ingles, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. You have to sign up for the 105.5 hole challenge, where you'll be paired with one of your favorite Roar personalities or Clemson legends. All proceeds from this event go to the Pops for Pups Endowment, supporting the Canine Fetch Unit at Prisma Health Upstate. It's the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza all day on Tuesday, April the 27th. Go to popsforpups.com to sign up for the golf challenge today.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
The flagship station for Clemson basketball. You're listening to The Roar.
Tip to the Red Range. We are back. You want in 654-767. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Look, no one does it better than First Class Halt. All of the techs have between 15 and 35 years worth of experience working on these specific makes and models. They know them better than anybody else does. They offer you the best warranty in the industry. 3 years, 36,000 miles, nationwide warranty because they believe in our work. 3 years, 36,000 miles. Top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment. They keep up to date. Wherever you're going right now with an oil change, do you get this? One, do they test every vehicle before and after? Two, does a master tech rotate your tires? Three, does a master tech perform a complete brake inspection, measure your brakes, as opposed to just glance at them? Do they check your fluids? They check your suspension? This is why we're getting all these unsolicited testimonials about First Class Halt and their expertise. So go see them. Trust me, you will thank me later. It's First Class Halt. And now they have a couple specials too. $99.95, get your vehicle ready for spring special. Oil change, tire rotation, on and on and on. 32-point safety inspection. You check everything to do with the starting of your engine, with the heating, cooling. Trust me, get to First Class Halt for that special. Then there's $5 off cabin air filters and spend more, save more. $10 off 100, $25 off 200, $40 off 300, and 15% off labor on any previously recommended service. It's all at First Class Halt. You will thank me later. Back to this issue of injuries and NFL teams and evaluation. Remember the case of Maurice Hurst. Maurice Hurst was drafted in 2018 by the Raiders. You remember Hurst, the three-tech defensive tackle out of Michigan, incredibly explosive, was being compared to Aaron Donald. Most thought of him as a second-round draft pick, but he had a medical issue. He had a heart issue. It was revealed. Now, we were privy to the exact nature of the heart issue, at least initially, but more information came out on it, and you just didn't know how the NFL teams would handle that. As we actually moved closer to draft time, it became clear that almost the whole NFL had taken Hurst off their board. Because quite honestly, they didn't want to assume that risk. It would be really bad for business to have a player with a heart condition die on the field. And so Hurst slipped. And it seemed likely that no one was going to wind up taking him. And eventually the Raiders did. And I can't remember whether that was the sixth round or what round they took him in. But he slid a long way. And again, I never understood that. I mean, if it was that degree of risk, why draft him at all? Well, the Raiders recently cut him. The Raiders turned him loose. And, you know, there were COVID concerns with him, obviously, and I suspect that that's why. But the medical element of this is an enormous deal. The medical element in this whole process is significant. Significant. All right, Ramona, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Did you know Prilosec OTC can stop frequent heartburn before it begins? Block heartburn at the source by taking the Prilosec OTC 2-week challenge. With just one pill a day, you get 24-hour heartburn relief. Start today and sign up at PrilosecOTC.com for $3 off. Just one pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Buy Prilosec OTC at Walmart or Walmart.com. Start the 2-week challenge today and see the difference for yourself.
I'm Kristen Bennett. Spring is in the air, and so are the deals at Bennett Equipment. Takuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders are available for sale or rent at all of our locations. Bennett now offers attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takuchi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
If you're like many people, dealing with your lawn is a major hassle each spring, whether it's brown spots, grub worms, bare patches, or never-ending weeds. Your lawn could be the talk of the neighborhood with your own custom lawn care program from Sunday. What I like about Sunday is how easy it is to use. It's customized for your lawn, and it's full of natural ingredients. You just go to GetSunday.com, enter your home address, and their free lawn analysis tool takes care of the rest in seconds. Sunday uses soil and climate data to create a nutrient plan tailored for your lawn. Sunday explains what you get and why. Then you attach the ready-to-use pouch to your garden hose and spray. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/Walt to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout at GetSunday.com/Walt.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and away go troubles down the drain.
It will be time to go my way, moving fast. Two-lane highway, it's taking me home at last. You don't want me sleeping in.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. A couple things on the Help There text line. Texter 843 says, is that the same for every player in every draft, evaluating each player's floor and ceiling? Well, I mean, it's a separate thing. I mean, you know, you're always evaluating every player's floor and ceiling. You're evaluating their talent, you know, but the medical issue is an entirely separate thing. And frequently it trumps all talent. It depending on the nature of the injury, it just doesn't matter. But there's just a point at which it becomes acceptable risk to a team. And again, there's a point at which it's not acceptable risk to a team. And as I said, frequently if it's a guy like a Caleb Farley, who's potentially an elite cornerback, who would be normally a top 10 type player, you know, and he has back issues, it's going to cause him to slide because no one's going to risk taking him at 7, 8, 9, 10 when there's a healthy Patrick Surtain and there's a healthy J.C. Horn. You're not going to risk that when there are other players who are of comparable ability. Okay, well, let me put it this way. Let's say you have your board set up. Whether you're talking about the horizontal board or the vertical board, it doesn't really matter. All right, in this particular case, if you have other guys ranked similarly, let's say you want a cornerback, right, and you actually have Caleb Farley ranked first, but you have Surtain and J.C. Horn right behind him. Well, the medical part of it would lead you to take one of those other two guys if they're close. If they're close, you take one of those other two guys. And then Farley slides. And then the question becomes, at what point is acceptable for a team that needs a cornerback to draft him? And that's just going to be up to them and what their own medical team has determined about his health. So, you know, it's a little convoluted, but the bottom line in it is that, yes, you are evaluating every element of a player, but medical concerns frequently trump everything else. Jerm writes, while Jalen Hurts is going to start in the NFL, beat out Wentz, did I miss something? He doesn't impress me at all. Just wondering. Great show as always, brother. Well, remember, Jerm, Wentz has moved on. And now it's Wentz is with the Colts now. And now it's Jalen Hurts versus Joe Flacco. And today, Sirianni suggested that it was going to be an open competition between Hurts and Joe Flacco. I'm sure that came as wonderful news to Joe Flacco because Flacco, of course, doesn't want to help any young quarterback. He only wants to be a starter. That's what he says every time in response to this. So, you know, it's a situation where he is not an ideal guy to have on your team, in my mind, as a backup quarterback, because I think he's sort of a backstabbing type. And I just don't think he's the type of guy you want around. And I don't know that it benefits your situation to open it up and say, oh, yeah, you know, he's there. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Did you know Prilosec OTC can stop frequent heartburn before it begins? Block heartburn at the source by taking the Prilosec OTC 2-week challenge. With just one pill a day, you get 24-hour heartburn relief. Start today and sign up at PrilosecOTC.com for $3 off. Just one pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Buy Prilosec OTC at Walmart or Walmart.com. Start the 2-week challenge today and see the difference for yourself.
I'm Kristen Bennett. Spring is in the air, and so are the deals at Bennett Equipment. Takuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders are available for sale or rent at all of our locations. Bennett now offers attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations.